Jack's still reeling after the whole paternity situation. Also, he's trying to get Jabot back, but Billy's going to try and stop him there, as well as maybe Ashley. And we also had prom week on YNR. Devon and Hillary shared a dance, and more this week on Restless Rap, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, I'm Rachel Goodman here with another week of Restless Rap. Thanks for joining in this week. We were on a bit of a break last week. We have a lot to discuss here, especially since we didn't get to talk last week. So let's dive in. I just want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat right now. We've got Hubby Joe, Simone Francois, Haywood, and Taylor Jones. We're going to go ahead and get started. Also, Haywood says that she loved seeing Lily with Kane and the kids for the prom, and Hillary as a queen, grr, and Jack being pushed out. So we're going to talk about all of that. Let's start with Jabot and work our way through that first, because there was a lot going on with Jack this week. So as we didn't meet last week to talk about this. So basically, when Jack found out that he definitely was not an Abbott, when he found out that Billy was not his half brother, he kind of went on this went down this really scary path and ended up kind of going off the grid, and they couldn't find him. In the interim, they ended up appointing Billy as the new CEO of Jabot. So Billy was kind of just, it almost seemed like he didn't even want it at first, that it was just kind of a temporary thing. Didn't seem like he was going to stick, but what ended up happening was, as this week started, we had Billy with Ashley, and all they were really doing is just trying to find Jack in the beginning. They just needed to find him, make sure he was okay. They wonder if he's been in an accident. Abby had gone up to the cabin the week before and they hadn't found him, but they found alcohol. So that was the thing. As I was kind of wondering, it just seemed very convenient that Abby would happen to go there the moment that Jack was not there. In any case, Ashley and Billy, they run it. Well, Neil runs into them. He comes to Jabot because Neil has just gone to see Jack, who obviously isn't doing so well after that car accident. He's been given pills. He looks very banged up. So Neil basically tells Ashley and Billy that Jack's not doing so well. Meanwhile, Jack is back in the cabin. He has this really weird, almost hallucination. Some kind of either daydream or hallucination. It made me wonder if he had already taken, either he was just still drunk or maybe he had taken one of the pills. I'm not sure. Didn't look like he had. But he basically has this dream where Dina says, yeah, Victor's your father. So I know that all of us have been kind of speculating that maybe Victor Newman is the father. I know that's like, that would kind of be really crazy. But another thing, as I was digging around online, trying to see if there are any spoilers or anything that might hint to who Jack's real father is, I saw a couple of clickbaity videos that said that it was not Victor, but that Victor's father and Jack's father are the same. So I don't know, everyone who's watching live, or if you're not watching live and you're watching at home, or if you're watching this after the fact, what do you think? Do you think it could possibly be that Victor and Jack are brothers and that they share the same father? That sounds plausible to me, a little less crazy than Victor being the father, though, as we've pointed out, Victor is technically, the actual actor is Eric Braeden, is technically old enough to be Jack's father if he had Jack at a very young age. So we have a couple of comments in the chat. Miss Bubbles just joined. Brittany Durand says, favorite moments, Hillary and Devon getting closer. Worst, Arturo and Abby getting together. Yeah, and we'll talk about that too. But there were some really nice scenes between Hillary and Devon this week. Simone, so how long before Kyle manipulates Billy into making a dumb decision? That's a really good question. Taylor Jones, I feel really bad for Jack. His life has literally been ripped from him. Haywood says Billy is going to mess it up. And that was kind of what Jack was thinking. So basically, we get to this whole dream sequence where Jack thinks that Dina has said, yes, Victor's your father, number one. But then two, Dina, this dream version of Dina goes into more detail and starts saying that basically, oh, well, Jack, how did you not know that you weren't his son? You're nothing like John. He was a decent, kind, respectable man. And you're nothing but a drunken loser, just like your real father. And it's like this dream is taunting him and he's looking at those pills. And I wasn't sure where they were going to go with this, but it seemed like he was definitely heading in that direction where he was going to take them. Meanwhile, we get back to Ashley and Billy. They decide finally, after talking to Neil, that they need to drive to the cabin. So when they get there, Jack's gone. Of course, he's gone. How convenient. He's gone, but basically they get there and they see the word no spelled out in the pills. And Ashley and Billy are like, well, what does this mean? Is it supposed to mean anything? I don't know. My thought is that Jack was either saying no, he's going to go back and take care of his life and take control again. Maybe that's what the no meant. Maybe no, as in, no, this can't be true. I have to be an abbot. I don't know. If you're, everyone in the chat right now, what do you think about that? What do you think he meant by no? Do you think it has a deeper meaning? Or do you think it was just him still kind of, I don't know, a little drunk or a little drowsy, just going through all this pain of finding out that he's not actually an abbot? So they get back home, Ashley and Billy, and there's Jack, and surprisingly, he does not look like a guy who's just gone through a breakdown. He looks like he's back to normal. He's back to business. He's ready to go back to work. And meanwhile, Ashley and Billy are trying to figure out how to tell Jack that Billy has taken the throne, so to speak, at Jabot. They don't really know how. And it just kind of – what ends up happening is that the next day at work – Jack just walks in, and that's pretty much how he finds out. He sees Billy's name as CEO on that door, Jabot, and yep, that's it. Break it to him gently. Just rip off the Band-Aid. So meanwhile, Jack and Kyle, they're starting to talk more too. They're actually starting to bond more over this whole situation. And Jack, he just can't believe that after he yelled and like basically, really took a lot of anger out on Kyle after the whole movie premiere with Dina, he's surprised that Kyle is still there. And it seems to Jack like finally like his son is showing loyalty. I wasn't sure. On the one hand, I was kind of happy because father and son bonding. I felt like finally Kyle, someone who is manipulative like Kyle, I thought he would be a good team player to have, well, not team player, but he would be a good partner to have in the situation to help Jack get Jabot back. That's where my mind was at. Obviously, as we see by the end of this week, Kyle is only interested in himself. He does not care. This was all an act. And I'll get to why I'm saying that later. But basically, we are kind of looking at Billy too, who at first didn't necessarily want to have that permanent seat as CEO, but after Phyllis talks to him and just after he starts getting his own ideas about the company and what to do, like introducing a popcorn machine and tearing down the wall that leads into the reception area so that it's kind of like a fishbowl so people can see into his office and he can see out, which doesn't make any sense to me because the way that Billy's acting right now with Phyllis and their private meetings, which are not, hint, hint, aren't really meetings per se, a little bit more than that, you would think that Billy would want his privacy, but we'll see. It's very different from Jack, and it seems like it's breaking from tradition in general with what John Abbott also wanted. So we have a couple other comments. Miss Bubbles, ugh, they better not make Victor and Jack related in any way, shape, or form. Simone, I think the no meant he is not going to backslide into addiction. Okay, so Simone also says, Kyle does care and loves his father, but he will sell him out to get Jabot for himself. And that's kind of what I was thinking of by the end of this week, because basically, we'll get to it in a second, but Billy decides he's going to stay permanently at Jabot. He wants the company. He's going to, keep this role and not try to get Jack back. Jack even goes with Kyle and basically says, hey, let's work on getting this blood clause revoked. And Billy says, no, you know what, on second thought, I think I'm going to just stay in this position. But thanks anyway, Jack. So it doesn't really work out well for Jack. It is kind of, not only that, but Billy makes Jack, okay, so he doesn't even give him that, he doesn't give him an official role. He just says, yeah, well, you can still work here. And they end up giving Billy, they end up giving, sorry, Jack a shared office with Kyle. Now, this is my thought process. If this is Billy and Billy is just kind of, you know, fixing this relationship with his brother, you would think that what he would have done was give Jack a part of that big office that Billy has. He wants to build, he wants to tear down the wall and put a glass wall there anyway so that people can see in and out of his office. So why not just have Jack share part of the office? He's going to be able to see into it anyway. And that would have been much better in terms of keeping their relationship on a just a happier, keeping it healthier would have been kinder than basically saying, oh, welcome back, Jack. Yes, I'm Billy. I have your company now. Go share that office with your son, Kyle, who we know isn't that loyal, but you can go ahead and share that office with him. So yeah, it just doesn't seem like Billy made the best decision politically in terms of keeping the peace. And then he's just doing a lot of rash things. Like he wants to change. He wants to get rid of this really old cologne that, okay, fine, it wasn't selling well, according to Billy and according to some of the reports. But as Jack points out, you can't always watch those trends because they change. And basically, Jack points out that you can't just, like, it's a classic cologne that you really, like, doing that is changing John Abbott's vision. And Billy doesn't seem to care because he wants to break that tradition. He wants to do something new for the company. So they kind of both had good points, especially when Billy did the whole blindfold smell test with Phyllis and she thought that the cologne smelled like her grandmother. So I don't know. On the one hand, fine. It seems like Billy is making some modern changes that might benefit Jabot. Could be. But he's just, for someone to just step in, he's almost making more changes than when Kyle was sitting in that seat for a little bit of time. And I feel like Billy's only been there for very, like, he just got in there. And all these ideas that Billy's implementing now, when Jack was sitting in that seat, didn't seem like Jack was going to do anything. Didn't seem like he was telling Jack all these ideas. And I know Ashley gave Billy a hard drive with full of ideas to help Jabot, but it also doesn't seem like Billy's going to use those either. It seems like he's just going to go off of his own, and we know what happens sometimes when Billy does things on his own. It's kind of a gamble. And last time he was with Brash and Sassy, he accidentally, well, ended up having poison in some of the products, which was causing harm to Victoria. So I don't know. We'll see what he does this time. I'm just very surprised that he does want to keep stay in that role and not give it back to Jack or not do something to, I don't know. He just doesn't seem like the type to me to sit in that position for too long. And Jack basically says to Kyle, well, I'm just going to wait for Billy to get bored of it and then I'll step back in. And Kyle seems to, this is the moment when it felt like Kyle was actually bonding with Jack the most, because he actually says, you being in this position makes me feel less alone, Kyle says. I know what it's like to be on the outside. I thought they were bonding. I thought that this meant that Kyle was going to actually be faithful to his father. I was also wondering if they were, instead of going back to Jabot, if maybe Jack and Kyle were going to go off, somehow form their own company if this didn't work out. But obviously, Jack wasn't going to give up on Jabot. Jack even says, you know, we're going to wait it out. And then when Billy gets sick of Jabot, we're going to step in. Me as CEO, you as second in command. So when we get back to the end of this week with basically this whole cologne situation, that's what sets Jack over the edge. And he finally decides that he can't stay with Jabot anymore. So he goes to Billy and he says, yeah, this is it. I'm quitting. And when he does that, he expects Kyle's going to walk with him. And nope, Kyle decides he's going to stay there with Billy. Yeah, so Kyle's not that faithful to his father after all. Let's see. We have a couple of comments here. Miss Bubbles. Jack has always been his own worst enemy. The Abbotts first lost control of Jabot due to Jack, which started the feud with Victor in the first place. I know I'm in the minority, but I'm enjoying Kyle. He's roguish like Victor, but a playboy like Jack. I find him interesting, at least right now. Simone says, Billy never makes good choices when he has no guidance, and Phyllis does not help matters by treating him like he is the best in the world. Taylor, Billy isn't good at decisions. Yeah, exactly. Billy is going to mess this up. I just have a feeling. And I've only been watching the soap for, I think it's been about a year now. So just from everything I've seen with Billy, no, he's going to mess this up one way or another, or he's going to get bored. Haywood, I think this is in my comment regarding Billy having sex in his office. Haywood says, he or she, sorry, maybe Billy is an exhibitionist. Maybe he is, and maybe that's why he wants that fishbowl setup. Who knows? We have Taylor Jones also saying, woohoo, restless rap. Okay, that's it in the comments for now. That pretty much sums up everything happening with Jabot and Kyle and Victor. So let's go ahead and move on to our next topic here. But before we do, just want to mention, if you really, if you're enjoying this Restless Rap, and if you enjoy YNR, which obviously you do, you're here watching this, there is a podcast on AfterBuzz that you probably would also really enjoy. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. And speaking of iTunes, by the way, we are on iTunes. So if you are not watching this live, you're watching this later after the fact, just so you know, you can watch it, you can listen to it on iTunes as well. You can just go to iTunes, search for AfterBuzz, type in Young and the Restless, and it's going to pop up. If you are there and you want to give us a comment, or if you want to give us a rating, that would be amazing. That always helps the show. So we would definitely appreciate it. Any comments that you make on there, I will read out loud. And okay, so let's move along to our next topic. Before we do, we are going to take live calls today too. So if you're listening live, it is 5:30 p.m. on May 27th, 2018. That number is 424-253-0749. Again, if you're listening live and you want to call in, the number is 424-253-0749. Okay, so let's go ahead and switch into everything going on with Hillary and Devon, because there was a lot with that this week. When we go with them, we also touched on the whole prom, and I kind of really enjoyed how they did this, because it is nice, and I just have to say this, is that one thing I've noticed about YNR in general is they really love to touch on all the holidays, the seasons. If for people who, you know, may not have ever gone to prom, for example, it's a really nice way for people to experience it, even if it's not quite going to prom yourself. At least you get to experience what it kind of could be like watching this. And you also get to see that it wasn't that great for some people. Like, for example, Hillary, as we get through this week, she had a really bad experience. She basically was going to be prom queen, and she did all of this work, and because she wore a thrift dress, that was the whole like really messed up part of this. She wore a thrift dress, like a dress she found at a thrift shop that someone else, like one of the rich kids, she said her name was Bianca, had worn a couple of years ago or something, or a couple of years before her prom. So she wore this thrift dress, and because of it, everyone turned against her and she didn't become prom queen, which was really sad, if you ask me. Hillary's a character. I actually am finding that I like her more and more, even though she does things that anger me and annoy me. I find that as I go along, I actually kind of do like her, because she has this really hurtful past. And she is just, it's almost like when I first started watching, I thought really bad things about her because I didn't understand her complex history. And now that I'm understanding more, now that I'm seeing her life and how she grew up, now I'm seeing that when she does things that are bad or manipulative, it's because she is putting up this fence, this thick wall, and she doesn't want to get hurt. And so she's not doing things. Sometimes it's like she even said a couple of weeks ago, she's her own worst enemy. She is not doing things. I don't even know if she even realizes half the things that she does when they're not right. That could be the problem. I think it's just a defense mechanism. And so that's my point, is that hearing about this the prom story, hearing about everything she's gone through, has actually made me sympathize with her as a character more. So, okay, we start off this week kind of going back a little bit here. Devon and Hillary, they're still trying to have a child. They haven't conceived yet, but they're discussing the nursery when we kind of pick up with them in the beginning of the week. And Devon basically arranges for Hillary to find this place in the same building as him because he wants to be near the baby. So, but I think this didn't really go well with Hillary because she was trying to basically, I think she just wants to move in with him. I think obviously, well, no, I don't think. It's obvious Hillary just wants to move in with Devon and be with him. But he's not getting the picture. As much as he's acting sweet with her, dancing with her, just the way that he is being so gentle and kind with her, and then he's not actually with her, they kind of get into that a little bit. Like with when Shauna enters, Hillary's mentee, she had a pretty big role this week, especially with the prom scenes or the promposal, as they put it on live air. So Shauna enters and basically she's just talking about how she's not going to go to prom and Hillary doesn't understand why. But what Hillary kind of figures is that it's probably just this guy that she is interested in that hasn't asked her yet. And that's why Shauna's saying she's just going to study at night instead of actually go to her prom, which was sad in and of itself. And so just to see Hillary not only recognize that because she sees it, she sees herself in Shauna is what it feels like, especially dealing with Devon when she tells him, yeah, well, some guys just don't realize some guys just don't pick up on the signs is essentially what she said. And I hope that Devon picked up on that sign because that was it wasn't completely direct, but it was almost directed. It was so close to being direct. He should have picked up on it. He's an adult man. He should know these things. Maybe we'll see. So they're talking about Shauna, how she needs to go to prom. And then meanwhile, for the Hillary hour, Mariah comes in, and I thought this was hilarious. Mariah comes in and says that their guest, it's supposed to be this mystery writer, and Mariah goes, well, apparently he actually loves mysteries because he's created a mystery for us because we have to mysteriously come up with a new guest for the Mariah hour. For the Hillary hour. And they are down a guest. So now they have to fill this spot. They don't have a guest. Hillary is scrambling to try and get this figured out. Devon's trying to help her, but she's on the phone with like three different people. He makes a call. Then when he finally confronts Hillary at Crimson Lights, he tells her what his idea is. And basically he wants to have this on-air prom special with teenage kids like Shauna. They get Charlie involved. It actually was a really good idea, especially considering it's prom season. So it was, I loved how they did this. And then when they actually air the special, Charlie comes out and he actually asks Shauna to go to prom with him for the promposal, as Hillary refers to it. And after they have this whole promposal on air, it was really kind of cute because Shauna and Charlie obviously kind of like each other. And after the fact, she asks him to go to, basically he asks her to go to his prom at Walnut Grove. And then she asks him to go to her prom. So, and Charlie's response is hilarious. Two proms, one girl, sounds great to me. Yeah, I actually laughed out loud when he said that. So let's check in and see if we have any comments here. Tubby Joe says, the storyline of Hillary and Devon is getting old and boring. Either she's pregnant or not. Move the storyline forward. Okay, so tell us how you feel about that. I agree. I agree with the baby storyline because they just keep teasing it. And whether she's pregnant or not pregnant, I just think it needs to move in a I like the idea of Devon and Hillary getting together. Let's put it that way. Hubby Joe, I don't think you feel the same way, but we'll talk about that later. Simone Francois says Hillary is a fighter and a survivor, so she goes all out to get the things or people she wants. For Hillary, her worst fear is being the poor nobody again. And I understand that. And see, that's a very strong thing. That's a very... For Hillary to not want to be poor again after experiencing it, of course she wouldn't. Of course she's going to do anything in her power to not be in that situation again. And I can see that she has a very strong maternal instinct too, especially the way that she's reacting when she's with Shauna, like having Shauna work with the makeup lady and helping her with the dress. She's just been there for Shauna. I think the way Hillary would have wanted someone to be there for her, because I know we haven't heard too much about her mom. Doesn't sound like her mom was bad, just maybe that her mom wasn't there for her in the way that she wanted. Mysterio McLaren says, we should have Ash and Neil paired with now. Oh, who should Ash and Neil be paired with now? Each other. Huh. And Clex Anverse, a.k.a. Tiffany's here. Hi, Tiffany. So Ash and Neil, I don't know if I like the idea of them together. But if anyone in the chat is listening live, anyone who's listening after the fact, if you want to write in the comments, what do you think about Ashley and Neil? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, but I will think about it. But I would just say that I could see it happening, but not quite yet. I don't know that I feel that chemistry. Okay, so the very final moment we have with Hillary and Devon is they share this dance right around the time that it comes out that she... Because Hillary was telling people she was the prom queen. That was what she said on air. And apparently the Bianca woman came out and said, no, that's not true. I was the prom queen. And Devon, like, it was really nice how he went out before Hillary told him the real story behind it. When he just heard the rumor about what came out, he went and he bought her a crown, which was really nice. And he came back and Hillary told him the whole story before he showed her the crown. He gives her the crown. And then they end up, Hillary was wearing a prom dress just to try it on, I guess. And they end up sharing a dance with the lights, and it was really nice. And it just felt like, well, for instance, Hillary even said that her prom king was now Devon. Not in those words, but she basically said that he replaced any prom king that she ever would have come across in the past, which it just seems like they're really bonding, they're really connecting. It's a very sweet romance, and I hope that they get together, but it just seems kind of silly that Devon wouldn't want to be with her at this point, considering he's dancing with her. This is the second time in a couple of weeks. Just the way he's acting with her is just very, like, romantic and loving. So we'll see what happens with that. I did enjoy that scene. Taylor, I do really like Hillary and Devon. Tiffany, hate Hillary and Devon, hate Hillary. So I guess it's not for everyone, but I really enjoyed that prom scene, especially for someone like Hillary who had been through that at her own prom. Okay, so let's move along then. And again, if anyone is listening live and you want to call in, the number is 424-253-0749. Again, the number is 424-253-0749. Let's go ahead and move on to our next topic. Let's talk about Mariah, Sharon, and Nick and everything going on with them this week. So first of all, we had Nick and Sharon finally deciding that they didn't want to just have this fling. They actually wanted to be together, which I thought it was obvious anyway, but I'm really happy that Nick and Sharon are together. I just hope that everything happening with JT, when/if it comes back up, that it doesn't really mess with their relationship, because this is exactly what Nick was worried about. Thanks for calling Restless Raff. Who's on the line?
Hi, Rachel. It's Tiffany. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for calling in, Tiffany. So we were just getting into Nick, Sharon, and then I was going to talk about Mariah. So let's, first of all, how did you feel about everything with Mariah this week? First, seeing Nick and Sharon, and then the whole thing with Tessa.
you know, I don't even have to disclaim anymore that Mariah is my favorite character.
Yeah.
And I am here for the Mariah and Tessa storyline.
Yeah.
That being said, I kind of wish you were here with me whenever that scene played out with Mariah and Tessa and Kyle.
Oh my God! Yeah,
because you would have gotten a chuckle out of it, because I was literally like, you know, just the whole episode in general. I'm not gonna lie, that was the only episode I watched from this week.
Yeah, and Kyle,
and the episode itself was pretty sad because it was the anniversary of Cassie's death.
Yeah. It was...
Were you saying?
It was especially hard seeing those flashback scenes. And then I don't know if you caught it on this episode. I think it was this episode where Nick was asking what he should do. And he, in terms of taking the Newman job with Victor, and he goes to the barn and he looks at Cassie's picture and he's like, "Hey, Squirt, what should I do?" And it was just so sad. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, that was very touching. But
yeah,
that he still,
yeah, I kind of felt bad for Mariah too in that moment, because like, we've even seen it in the past, like before, whenever, you know, Tessa was still pretty new to the scene and they had that conversation about Cassie whenever everything was going on with Alice and how she, you know, never got to meet her, and she was pretty emotional and upset about that. That like broke my heart, first of all.
Yeah, and just the fact that I feel like Nick and Sharon are not comparing Cassie and Mariah, but I just feel like the fact that they lost their child and it's one of their children together and they're back together, it's just – it's a very – it was a hard episode to watch too, because they even showed the flashback to when she was in the hospital, and it was just oh my goodness. But the fact that they said that they – Sharon and Nick – both admitted to each other that they still talk to Cassie. That was very touching. And just, yeah, the way the whole thing played out was great. With Kyle, Tessa, and Mariah.
Oh my, yeah.
Kyle, okay. So if he gets with Tessa, that's going to make me angry. But she really...
Okay. Here's the thing is, I had heard previously that there was going to be something that was going to cause, like, maybe a jealousy storyline. I don't know if that was ever confirmed, but that was rumored that I heard that, you know, there was going to be something with Kyle that was going to cause a jealousy storyline with Mariah and Tessa, and I assumed it was going to be Mariah.
Yeah, because that's what the rumor I heard, too.
I mean, it could be Tessa. I really don't like the idea of it, but...
She shot him down fast. He was like, "Well, I'll still go to the movie with you." "No, I'm good." I was like, yes, thank you, Tessa.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no, I was thinking, I think that you had mentioned this too, that the rumor was that it was going to be Kyle getting together with Mariah, which hopefully would have made Tessa jealous. But if Tessa and Kyle get together, I don't know. I don't think that's going to work, because it's obviously only going to piss Mariah off. And it's just, it's not going to help the storyline. I think that it should be Kyle and Mariah. But I thought, finally, Tessa and Mariah are going to get to hang out. And then, of course, Hillary needs her. I was,
that's what I was saying, like, how you would have gotten a chuckle if you were here with me watching it. Because I literally yelled at my screen. I'm like, "Kyle, please, nobody wants you here. I have been waiting months for this to happen. I have been waiting months for Mariah and Tessa to hang out again, and you gotta ruin it. Why? What? Like, why are you here? Go away. Nobody wants you here."
He was
I'm like, if he has to be with someone, let him be with Hillary. Hillary deserves him. You know,
it would have been
better. They can complete each other. Leave the bond alone.
Yeah.
And everyone can be happy.
Exactly. And also, it was just hilarious. Okay, here's the thing. If they were going to do it at all, I wanted to see that scene with Tessa, Mariah, and Kyle in the movie theater. That would have been hilarious. They could have definitely worked with that if they were going to go there at all. But then they did this whole thing where it's like, oh, Mariah's like, "No, I got to go." No, they should have actually gone through with it. That would have been at least, okay, so it would have been better if Tessa and Mariah got to hang out alone. But then if they were going to go with Kyle being this third wheel, it would have been so just, I would have wanted to see that scene. That would have been fun.
I just, you know what, like I said, I watch QAnon wrap ups, if you will. I watched this one at night, and then there's another one I watch in the morning. And they had mentioned the same thing that I'm going to mention right now, which is that, you know, obviously there's only a handful of people at this point that actually know what has happened between Mariah and Tessa. And when Kyle actually figures that out, I'm going to be there for it. I am going to be there for that moment when Kyle realizes, oh, crap, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's almost like, at least, okay, so when Noah was dating Tessa, I felt bad because he was, you know, he seems like a good kid. Not a good kid, but he seems like a good person. If it's Kyle, I'm not going to feel as bad. I don't want it to happen, but at least it's Kyle. At least it's not some person who, you know, like obviously Tessa and Mariah should be together. And if it's guy, you know, if it's some good person who's getting in the middle of all this and he gets hurt, that would make me sad. So at least if Kyle gets hurt,
but
it won't matter.
Maybe it's Kyle. It's like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah, maybe he'll grow from it. Like, you know, maybe he'll learn to be a better person.
Hopefully.
But yeah, well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I'm always willing to talk about Mariah and Tessa and Mariah in general.
Yeah, you picked a good time to call in right as we were getting there. So, awesome.
Well, I was hoping because I came in late and I was hoping I hadn't hit Mariah yet. So.
Yeah. Well, we saved the best storylines for last, so.
Oh, of course. Always got to save Mariah and Cameron for last because they are
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, you have a great week and I will talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to our lol moment. Okay, so this week I had a couple. I had first Jack taking the entire bottle of Jack Daniels. I don't know if it was Jack Daniels. It was some kind of liquor. I'm assuming it was Jack Daniels. But he just takes it. Instead of first, he tries to get coffee, and that doesn't seem to pan out too well for him because I guess the coffee tastes bad. Then he goes to the alcohol, and instead of pouring it, first he pours it in a glass, then he takes it, and he drinks the last drops from that alcohol, from the bottle. It was just, okay, way to show a guy who's really hit rock bottom. This guy is drinking straight from the bottle. I thought it was hilarious. I was laughing out loud. I couldn't stop myself. The next thing is, I mentioned this already, this is when Mariah came in and talking about the mystery writer who apparently likes mysteries in real life because as she says, I have no idea what to do for the show now. I thought that was hilarious. And then on top of that, when they're trying to find a new guest, Mariah saying, well, how about booking Giggles the Clown? Because Giggles the Clown would be hilarious and they need to book that guy now. My last moment that I have on here, there were a lot of lol moments, and I could even go into more, but these were the top three for me. When Jack's talking to Kyle, and says, it only took a few days for Billy to show his true colors here, and then they're at Jabot, the new popcorn machine has been introduced. Kyle, who's eating the popcorn, asks, what do you mean? And Jack says, you're snacking on it. And then, that's not even the funny part for me. The funny part was when, awkwardly and hilariously, and this is how I wrote it, Kyle sneakily places the popcorn back onto the popcorn maker counter, if that's what you want to call it. I was laughing. It was hilarious. Let's check in with the chat really fast before we wrap up here. Let's see. Taylor, Hillary is my favorite comedic relief ever. Tiffany, I don't find anything comedic about her. Sarah B. Videos, Mariah just needs a hug, man. Simone, Summer coming back could hook up with Kyle again. I heard Summer was coming back in one of the rumors. Haywood, Jack drinking Jack. Exactly. Jack drinking Jack. So let's just go with the fact that we think it's Jack Daniels. Dooleman says, hey, long time no see, Rachel. Hi, Dooleman. Welcome back. Okay, so that's it for the comments. So let's go ahead and just wrap up here. My name's Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. Also, you should definitely go over to our Facebook page at Restless Rap, like and follow. I post the link to the show here, and if you make comments on there, I will read it live on the air next time we're on. We are taking another hiatus next week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks for the next Restless Rap, so be sure to tune in then. Thank you all for joining. Have a great couple of weeks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.